The General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Enoch Aidboy, has been appointed the patron of the Ecumenical Synod of Bishops, Archbishops, and Senior Clergy Inc. ESBASC. According to Church Times on Monday, his appointment was announced during the group's international conference, held from August 22 to 25 at Emmanuel Park, RCCG Redemption Camp. The conference theme is Religious Tolerance in Nigeria and Across the Nations of the World. The conference X-rayed what religious tolerance is, its challenges, and how to achieve it. During the event, Archbishop Professor Kehinde Olubunmi, the international prelate and chief host, nominated Pastor Enoch Aidboy as patron and Archbishop Professor Mary Ajisafe, the overseer of Peace of God Ministry in Lagos, as matron of ESBASC. According to the agency, the appointments were unanimously endorsed with a standing ovation. Olubunmi highlighted ESBASC's ongoing collaboration with global organizations to promote religious tolerance in Nigeria, emphasizing that once this culture is ingrained, it will naturally extend to other parts of Africa. Represented by RCCG National Overseer Emeritus, Pastor Joseph Obiemi, Aidboy lamented the current state of Nigeria compared to the past. He reflected on his youth when he fasted during Ramadan, shared meals with Muslims, and lived harmoniously among Christians, Muslims, and followers of traditional religions. Giving insight into religious tolerance, he said, it is also a practice that helps to promote mutual understanding, peaceful coexistence, unity and peace among people of diverse cultures like Nigeria and the world. Pastor Aidboy. He noted, however, that the religious diversity of Nigeria had always given it a unique identity and commendation in the past. Most religious and sectarian violence, according to him, are politically motivated to the advantage of the politicians, mostly when some feel that they are at a disadvantage economically and otherwise, compared to others. Aidboy noted that the lack of religious tolerance in Nigeria and globally stems from factors such as religious divisions, sectarian violence at the slightest provocation, misguided beliefs about the sanctity of human life, a lack of meaningful dialogue and collaboration, and the tendency to label other faiths as inferior. He urged the conference participants to advocate for religious tolerance, emphasizing that true believers in the Creator God will choose to love and preserve life rather than react with violence. Citing various scriptures, he stressed that achieving tolerance requires the cooperation of international organizations, governments, and civil societies. This collective effort, he argued, would foster an environment where freedom of religion and diverse beliefs could flourish.